Hello, St. Luke. This is Monsignor Schadl with the edition of Monsignor's Musings for Saturday, March the 28th. It's my way to keep in touch with you during this pandemic isolation in which we find ourselves. Today is Saturday. I mentioned last Saturday that every Saturday is kind of devoted to Mary, the Mother of our Lord, Mother of the Church, and Mother of all of us. I'm kind of thinking today about Mary in terms of her visitation, the visitation to her cousin Elizabeth. We celebrated last Wednesday the Annunciation, when she found out from the angel Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, she was invited to be the mother of our Savior. She said yes. What a tremendous moment. But what did she do? She didn't sit around and glorify herself. She didn't sit around and think about herself and make plans. She learned that her cousin Elizabeth, who was no spring chicken, was with child, and Elizabeth needed some help. So what did she do? She went right away and visited her cousin Elizabeth to help with her, even though Our Lady was pregnant with her own divine son, Jesus our Savior. Kind of makes me think about going out of ourselves and not focusing in on ourselves. Now, I think we need to strictly obey the governor's directive that we stay in unless we have some essential business. Yesterday on Friday, I had three pieces of what I considered to be essential business. I went to the dry cleaners. I went to the bank to pay my credit card bill. I'm not about to pay the exorbitant interest rate on a credit card. And then I went out to Costco to get gas. And you know, the world is not coming to an end. There were a lot of people out there practicing social distancing, and I think by and large they were out for essential reasons. But instead of sitting around and listening to the news and watching the bad news day after day, yesterday I finally got out of the house to do some essential things. And I'm going to invite you to kind of do the same thing, but not necessarily out of the house. However, I will say I did have a wonderful email from one of our parishioners, and she lives here close to St. Luke Church, and she's offered to go out and run any errands for anybody who cannot get out, perhaps an elderly or infirm person, somebody who has no friends or family, to do some essential shopping or errands for them. If you'd be interested, if you're one of those folks, send me an email. My email's on the parish website. And I'll put you in touch with Lisa. She is like Our Lady at the Visitation. But at the same time, I'm not inviting you to leave the house. No, follow what the governor is asking us to do. But go out of yourself. Don't sit around and think about how bad things are. Don't be watching the bad news constantly on television or on the radio. Again, send somebody an email. Give somebody a phone call. Write somebody a letter. And if you're in the house with other people, try and be patient with them as best you can. That way we can imitate Mary's generosity at the visitation during this time of isolation, and we don't even need to go out of the house in order to do it. When Our Lady visited Elizabeth, Elizabeth said, "I am so surprised that the mother of my Savior came to me," and Mary prayed a beautiful, beautiful poetic song to the Lord, the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the name of the Lord." May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as we go forward now in the providence, which so far has never failed us, one of the things I've been doing here in isolation is to give Father Joby some singing lessons. And Father Joby is ready now to sing for us Our Lady's song of praise, the Magnificat. So, Father Joby, if you'd step up to the microphone here.
Let her rip. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.